Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Members, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of
Dumb People Town.
Population you. Population Kaiser. Henry hey. Kaiser, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, dude. We are neighbors. Jay and I have done wonderful clubhouse events with you.
Yeah.
You are a great comic, a great comedic mind, and I'm so happy. This is a long time coming.
I'm so excited. Yeah.
Happy to have you.
Because as I would walk in the neighborhood, we'd pop by each other sometimes, and you're like, you got to do an episode. I'm like, yeah, okay, but only close to Labor Day. That's why I'm wearing white shorts.
Yes.
Yeah, get them in. You got to get them in.
Look what we did. You got to slide those in the last possible time. I'm glad you're wearing your white shorts, and we're here. And you know what? It's Dumb People Town, and there's dumb stuff happening. There's dumb stuff even happening in our neighborhood. So
all the time.
We need you here to break this down with us. Dan has a story. We get it sent to us by our fans. They just tweet at Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag Dumb People Town. He knows what order it comes in. He can give credit where credit is due.
Amazing.
Let's jump into a story.
Ready?
Yeah.
This was sent in by Carlene McDermott at Shebe Carlene.
One of our favorite contributors. Yeah. She's a stringer, as it were.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Look, it happens throughout the year.
Okay.
We celebrate it. At the end of each year,
yeah, okay.
but it happens throughout the year.
Sometimes people, so at the end of the year, we usually do.
And what have we gotten live stuck show, in what, ourselves?
What are all the things we've gotten stuck in ourselves
okay.
this year?
I thought you were going to say that near to the end of the year is Colin Hayes' birthday, December 11th.
That's sure, right. Yes. Well, that
never,
is
forget.
Yeah, never forget.
The list that we get, it's compiled from actual reports and hospital ER reports and all that stuff. It starts from ears and works its way through every hole down.
And it's really just what was the thought. We try and work the steps
the logic,
back to
yeah.
thank right. you.
Usually it's sexual gratification.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sounding. I've had one myself, but not related.
You got something stuck in you?
I think I rolled up a part of a Starburst and put it in my nose once.
Wow.
That count. That would make the list.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm done. List.
And this happened last year?
That's why I was a few minutes
late. Did you taste the rainbow?
I tasted the whole rim.
Those are Skittles, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry. Either way. Yeah.
Starburst is what?
Little squares.
But they're not Taste the Rainbow?
Starburst isn't Taste the Rainbow.
I don't think they have a burst. I think their tagline is just like, yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Starburst.
Kind of bursty.
Isn't that bad?
You know what we are, right? What if Starburst?
Not bad.
Starburst. You probably like one of us.
It's a Jewish cousin from Brooklyn. Starburst.
You try.
Doctors discover shocking items stuck in man's bowels.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Down in the basement.
Poor guy.
Down in the basement.
An Iranian man who was taken to the hospital with constipation by his wife was holding a secret about the true cause.
He was holding it. And this is going to sound terrible, but this is why you don't have a repressive society.
Sure.
Because stuff like this is going to start happening. I think it happens in all societies. Really,
yes, of course. Yes. He's saying she took him there for constipation, but he had to hold it as a secret.
He had to keep a secret. In other societies, you're like, yeah, I sat on a candlestick.
I put a crayon
I love
on
my
that
asshole.
Shit.
I like it like that.
Right.
He was double holding, right? He was holding it in.
And holding it in.
Yeah.
And holding. Okay.
It in.
Doctors described how they removed a huge foreign object from his rectum that had been there for days.
Bowling ball, Dan?
No.
How far do
Bowie knife?
The unnamed man was brought into the hospital by his wife after she grew concerned about his lack of appetite, stomach pain, and constipation. Honey, to your partner.
Yes.
Honey, you just don't seem hungry.
Also, that means she's also not a part of this body exploration. Like
she should have been the one who put it up there.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, he's hiding more than just
his desires.
Yes. Repressive society.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have any concerning vital signs. And was not unwell.
So that's a plus.
He was doing pretty good.
Here's the good news.
What if he just didn't like his wife's food? and she's like, you got, honey, you're going
to
the hospital.
It's even worse. He stuck that up there to have a reason rather than tell her the truth about that.
Right.
Or the food was so bad. bad. He's like, you know what? I got to put it the other way.
Just to here's the good news. Your vitals are fine. The bad news is you do have a grenade in your ass, and we've got to get it out right. But
after your wife's sister.
And, but after having, by the way, your wife's cooking is terrible. That's also bad news for you in the future. Moving forward.
After having a CT scan, the shocking truth came out. It showed a full bottle of water around the size of 250 milliliters stuck in the pelvis area.
How much is that?
No, around 300. It's like this.
Oh, my God,
Dan. I would say it's like a soda stream bottle.
Yeah, but that's not next to anything. Dan, that could be 7 feet.
Is this the definition of unsmart water?
So yes.
So this is 500 milliliters, this bottle.
Dumb
water.
Roughly
this
8
is dumb
ounces,
water.
Maybe?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is 500 milliliters?
Yeah, 500 milliliters.
Yeah, so it's like
I thought I was more impressed with him than this.
Yeah, it's 16.9.
He put a tiny 8-ounce shampoo bottle in his bum.
No, the little one. The little ones you get when you go to a meeting.
When
you go to a meeting, yeah, they're like
the mini Dasani's.
Did someone get you water? You guys get water?
So
you get water?
He's just starting out. I thought he was a pro.
He was starting
out. I was thinking SodaStream. I thought he was
SodaStream.
You think that's impossible?
Yes.
So you're wrong.
It's a repressive society. You got to start a little small.
You got to start.
Yeah.
I mean, but now I'm like, I don't even know if he deserves our time.
Damn.
Oh, come on.
A water bottle of any sort up the old bunny hole is.
It's barely a plug, 250 milliliters.
It could have been a whitey. I just made up the term.
Well,
a
wide whitey. Okay, mouth. Yes. He could be going for Gape. If he's going for Gape, then I give it to him.
Okay.
All right.
Going for Gape.
Going for Gape. The bottle had been inside the man for how many days?
Days.
Oh my gosh.
How many days of not telling his wife what's going on?
Okay.
Not eating any food.
Okay. So for you got to lose your appetite, it's got to be a few days. Got to be at least 3. So let's say
eating less and less.
I'm going to go for 6. I don't know why. It just feels like the right number.
I'm going to say 9 days.
9 days?
9 days. I think 3 days.
Okay.
3 days of not eating and his wife's like, he has to answer for that.
Okay. Yeah.
Think about that. 3 days if I'm not eating.
Sure.
The wife's going
to. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to find out what all of us are up to, plug some stuff, give some shout-outs, and find out how many days this guy had this very unimpressive small bottle in his butt.
In his ass.
We'll be right back.
Right after this.
After this.
Stick around, make a sound, there's more Dumb People Town.
Hey, guys, welcome back to the show. Before we get into all the great things and how you can support Henry Kaiser, we want to remind people, watch our UFC show, the Nosebleeds. Guys, it is out, and thank you. By the way, from the Nosebleeds executives, I'll give you a little pull back the curtain a little bit. Some of the talk around the building there is that your fans, your Cheap Seats fans, your Dumb People Town fans, your fans have come out in force, and you guys have done a great job so
far. All the people who have commented and watched the show on YouTube, thank you.
Please do it.
Yeah.
If you haven't checked out yet, watch it. Watch it again. I'm sure there are jokes that you missed because there's so many jokes.
Go visit your parents and log in from their devices.
Yeah. Thank you. Leave a comment from your mom's thing. It doesn't matter. Anyway, it's super fun, but the more people get to watch it, the more
watch
of a chance
it, like
we'll
it,
get
enjoy
to
enjoy it. Yeah.
Yeah, the more we'll get a chance to make more. So thank you for that.
Randy and I are going to be in Ann Arbor on the 22nd, 23rd, 24th at the Ann Arbor.
Does this drop on the
show,
9th? Please.
Yes, I think it does.
Great.
Yes, so we'll be there. Dan,
I'm in Hawaii right now.
He's in Hawaii right now.
Yes.
Honolulu.
Get on a flight. Jump over to the island. I don't care.
Or if you're on the island. We have a lot of island fans. Tell us, island fans.
Stand up Honolulu. I'm there tonight the 9th and then tomorrow the 10th. And then I'll just be around the island probably doing like Magnum PI walking tours. Original,
Jumping off bridges. And
Jeff Bridges.
Dan's got,
I thought the exact same thing. Yeah. Straight off Jeff Bridges onto a rug.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, and he's doing that against all odds, guys. So, and other great stuff. Dan's doing a little, I want to call it a kind of a southern tour.
Yeah, on October 5th, 6th, 7th, and 10th, I will be in that order, Austin, Lafayette, Houston, and College Station, Texas. Go to DanielVanKirk.com. It'll be a fun little run before our fun run.
We're also doing on October 7th, we're doing the Thousand Lakes Comedy Festival in Minneapolis. We're doing one show one night at a theater, so that's going to be really fun on October 7th. If you go to supersquads.com, you can check it all out. Henry, how can people follow you and just enjoy the great things that you do?
Well, I would say Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, at Henry Kaiser.
Right.
Instagram at Henry Kaiser. Mm-hmm. I got all of these things very
good
early.
For you. Smart.
Yeah, I'm
early
very
adapter.
If anyone knows how to
is
get
it adapter or adopter?
I think it's both.
Okay.
It's I'm both. Just I'm mm-hmm. trying to help out things adopter.
Uh-huh.
I guess you can adopt early.
Yeah. Sure.
Sure.
We don't have to go on a whole run about adopting early, right? But I mean we could.
When but, is an adoption an adoption?
And is it early, like when you're 13 mm-hmm. and you adopt?
Can you terminate an adoption early along?
Maybe. Yeah.
Not anymore. I don't think we
that
can.
That would be, yeah. We can't go into that right now. We're not even legally allowed.
No. I'm sorry to even bring it up.
So sorry, sir. I didn't know there was a camera there. Bad second.
Perfect.
But yeah, it's like in that, in like Jimmy Fallon when he's looking at the wrong camera.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
always my favorite.
So, yeah, sure.
But yeah, no. At Henry Kaiser on Twitter and Instagram, I'm on Clubhouse. Mm-hmm. Still doing stuff there once in a bluey.
I love the stuff you do on Clubhouse because I think it is perfectly and uniquely suited. Jay and I just did a Reddit for. What we do in the shadows. And it functioned very much like the Clubhouse where there was a moderator and then someone's like, oh, this person has a question and they spoke. And I was like, oh, my God, I actually
forgot how much we love
how
doing.
Much it's I fun. Love doing that. It yeah. just was a
we
blast.
We did stand-up on those shows. I mean, we did.
Yeah.
I mean, did you help us do the stand-up show one time where Jay was driving?
No, it was someone else.
Someone else on Clubhouse where yeah. Jay was
driving one direction
and I was driving another direction and we hosted a show on Clubhouse. We're in two separate cars going separate ways.
I might have heard that one though. Yeah, it's silliness. Pretty that's one of the cool things about it is that like even if you're sad and depressed and can't leave your house, you can still be very funny.
That's right.
Sure.
Yeah, and bring joy to other people. So right. I love that you're doing all that stuff. All right, when we left this whole
before we get last into that, we do have some exciting changes. Not
yes.
crazy changes
yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
augmentations to Dumb People Town yep. that
yeah,
will
just
be happening
switching
in
the
October.
Pitch up a little bit.
That'll start in October.
It'll be super fun. We'll let you guys know about
it's
that.
It's coming. Like winter on Game of Thrones. It's mm-hmm. coming.
In a great way. And we have a shout out or two, I believe.
We do, yes. Ashley Carr. I want to shout out some of our patrons.
You
Ashley
can drive
Carr.
My Ashley.
There you go.
Who else?
Another townie, Keely Heck.
Keely Heck. What, the Keely?
Keely Heck. And then a pillar of the community.
Let's hear it.
Sarah Early.
Never late, always on time.
Okay.
Always early.
So we left. We talked about a very unimpressive small bottle in a man's ass.
Dan, it is still a big deal.
Dan, don't downgrade it.
For people just listening, Dan is very sad right
he
now.
He is.
I just don't know.
Sad. It's just.
I mean, I get that you can't get it out. I appreciate
deflated.
That emergency. But like
he's
also. What are you doing? Like, if you're going that small, there's so many other things you could have used.
I mean, maybe he's working his way up to this bottle.
Well.
Or maybe he's working his way down. You know, he's like, you go
could
up,
be.
You
yeah,
go down.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
He's
gauging
like
down.
A
hydro flask in there.
Exactly.
How many days did you say, Henry?
I said 14. No, I've said six.
Six?
I yeah. said nine.
And?
I said three because I'm like, this is, to me is more about his wife being like, you're not eating my food.
Yeah.
Like
sure.
the first time he doesn't eat the food, she's going to be like, what's wrong?
Yeah.
One like of you. Is exactly right.
Oh.
So now we get to play the game.
I'm
who do you think is right?
Exactly right.
Henry,
do you want to stay
do
on
you
your...
with yourself, or do you think somebody else is exactly right?
I like the three.
Okay.
I respect. We also did all multiples of
three.
Of three.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm going to stick with six because I feel like the first your appetite's not going to change for a few days.
Sure.
Because you know digestion takes at mm-hmm. least 5 minutes.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And I mean, what if he's eating gum? That's 7 years.
There you go.
If he's just eating
Brad,
a style,
it's Brad Pitt level.
I'm staying with 9 days.
I'm staying with three. Staying put.
And mine's the average of the two.
There.
The bottle had been inside the man for 3 days.
Oh. Yes!
Well done. The bottle was lodged in the rectum and even entering the colon, which is the large intestines,
whoa.
While the bottle top was about 10 millimeters from the anus opening.
Okay.
The doctors wrote.
So he put it in back.
Put it in back. Wouldn't you want to go?
See what I mean? Maybe he ate it.
Dan.
No.
Dan, so he put it that way.
Maybe he was bottle flipping and sat on it.
Wouldn't you want to go this way to kind of create the
space? Give yourself a string or something, man.
Well, he did that way so it would be easier to come out, and he failed epically both ways.
God damn it.
Guys, this is way bigger.
Anytime you have to
get
a doctor.
It's not going
to
happen. The microphones love that.
He's going to do this.
Anytime you have to get a doctor involved to remove.
Well, the doctors wrote, quote, because of his embarrassment and fear of his wife, he did not provide any history of the presence of the foreign object in the rectum and arrived at the emergency department late.
He shows up and he's like, maybe you guys want to take an x-ray?
Yeah.
Clearly.
I don't know what's going on.
Whatever you take out, let's just not. This will be our little secret. Yeah, yes. We don't have to make this a big deal with my wife.
Clearly, the wife had not been involved in the middle-aged man's anal ventures.
No.
Okay.
What did I say?
Anal
about
ventures.
This? Anal ventures. Anal
ventures.
It's a great venture capital firm in Calabasas.
They
do a lot of backdoor deals.
Simi Valley.
They do a lot of backdoor deals.
They do.
Chatsworth.
Anal Ventures Pet Detective. I love that movie.
Luckily, there were no signs the man's balls had been stabbed by the open bottle. The patient was taken straight into surgery where he was given anesthesia to relieve the pain.
Mm-hmm. Then he was forced to drink the water.
This quote, when you know the context of what they're doing, then the bottle was, quote, carefully and slowly dragged from the rectum.
Dragged.
Why wouldn't you just say removed?
It's like a kid.
Dragged.
They're talking, aren't they talking about what the wife like did after? Like shame.
Carefully and slowly dragged him through the town square. This to me sounds like a kid who doesn't want to leave a birthday party. We carefully and slowly dragged him out of the play zone.
Carefully and slowly dragged from the rectum to the opening of the anus by the surgeon without rupture or bleeding. Which that's some breathing. That's
like
breathing
real life
exercises.
Operation. This yes. is, don't let it touch the side.
If you touch the side, it's gonna.
Yeah.
Do you get the forceps? I mean, this is like a baby. You gotta,
do you think the doctor said after, speaking of operation, "I'm the doctor for you"?
Yes.
Do you think maybe?
That's yes. great. That's great.
Perchance.
Great. After the man spent 5 days in the hospital ward, where he still he had no sign of internal damage and he was discharged, reports list the man, and we're not done here, but reports list the man as being howled.
Oh.
Howled.
Said middle-aged Dan.
You should have kept that
to
yourself.
3, 6, and 9?
Yeah.
So why would you give multiples up your old clue? 27? Yeah. No.
You said 20.
No, I think he's got to be, he's hiding it from his wife, so I think, I just have to say he's probably over 37.
Wow.
39. Another multiple.
Jason?
58. So I think this is a relatively new thing. Like, he's always been doing this since he was sort of sexually active or realized that this was something he liked to do. So,
sure.
But
there's nothing wrong with liking to do this. Just be safe.
I also think he's just, this is not a guy who's been doing it. I think he's only 29 years
old.
Oh,
you think he's a rook?
A rook.
Rookie
this is a rookie
error.
Mistake.
Okay. Okay.
Look, you don't throw throw the baby out with the bottle.
The man who had to have his butt dragged.
I mean, do we call this like the ultimate form of bottle service?
Is 55 years old.
See? You guys weren't paying attention. Dan, earlier in the article, said the middle-aged man. You guys weren't listening.
What is middle age?
Middle age, 75.
In the middle
age,
the way this guy lives, middle age is about 20.
Yeah. He ain't going to survive if he keeps sticking things up.
Experts said most of the time foreign objects are inserted into the anus for sexual gratification. Where's my camera? No shit.
No shit.
Great job, people.
They are normally smooth, rounded, or egg shaped to make removing it easier.
Yes.
Obviously. But various instruments, including, and here's what they list, including bulbs, bottles, billy clubs, impulse
billy
body
clubs.
Spray cans, and turkey basters have been retrieved by doctors. But the most commonly described items are.
What do you think it is?
It's water bottles. Yeah.
Plastic or glass bottles. Mm-hmm. Cucumbers.
Yeah, of course.
Cucumber.
Yeah.
Light bulbs.
Carrots.
Light bulbs. I have a bad idea.
There you go.
As well as tube lights.
Tube lights.
Ready for this one? Axe handles.
No,
they said that's common.
Accent.
But didn't they also say impulse body spray before?
That was from yes.
So why do they keep throwing in companies like Axe body spray?
Yeah, exactly.
Axe body spray. No, Axe handle.
Like broomsticks, carrots. Who said carrots?
I said carrots.
There
baby,
you go.
Baby carrots.
Baby carrots.
Wooden or rubber instruments. Well, yeah. Rubber. I mean,
like a violin would be a wooden instrument.
Exactly.
Cello. Woodwind, like a piccolo.
Oboe.
Depends how big the opening is.
It costs the NHS. Is that the National Health?
Yeah, society.
Society.
National Honor Society,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
It costs them how much to remove objects removed from anuses per year?
Oh, per year.
How much do you think the NHS spends in U.S. dollars
to get it out?
So wait,
to remove
NHS.
Objects shoved into anuses annually.
So this is in England, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, but I've converted.
I had a feeling.
I've converted.
So we have to do our conversion, too.
No, I did it.
Just in your brain. He already did it.
How much do they spend? The population smaller, roughly Florida. Let's say... $2,300,000.
U.S. dollars. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say $750,000.
Okay.
$5 million.
Randy? $5 million? Per year, they spend $403,000.
There you go, Jay.
$403,900 to be exact.
Beautiful.
In cases of foreign objects that have to be surgically removed, more than 2/3 of the patients are males around what age?
I'm going to lean toward.
And this. We'll get out of here on this.
I'm going to go with like 50. 52.
The average male who comes in and goes, "You got to help me out."
I don't know why. I'm
52?
Totally wrong, but I'm saying 52.
52. I'm going to say 39.
39?
43.
43? Been wonderful having you here
so
today.
Hey, sir. Guys, Patreon fans will have a story from Henry about a dumb thing that he's done.
The average male, age of a male, I guess it's also tends to be male.
Sure.
Who come in to say, "You got to help me out here, drag my butt," is 35 years old.
I was closest. Jesus. Yes. Very good. That's well how done, we do it. Jesus well was done, when he dies.
It makes me wonder, though, like, so 35, what are they doing those? Like, is it because they're doing other things up until then? And they're like, you know what? I don't
time
know what to do anymore.
Just yeah. Must, just, by 35, you start to be like,
but
this is
they're
who
not
I
saying
am.
Most of them are 35. They're saying that's the average age.
So every, so you're just 34 getting, and
36. Yeah.
So just 54-year-old is raising the average. It's probably most people around 32. Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. Henry Kaiser, love that you came and did a little Dumb People Town with
thanks
us.
Thanks for having me.
And Patreon fans, he's going to have an extra story.
I want you guys to know specifically that this story, because I thought I might have to tell one, is so dumb that I give you permission to put it on Patreon or Dumb People Down anytime.
There you go. Ooh, so this is a dumb story. Oh. Yeah. Do not want to miss. That's a great, that's what we call in the business. Where's my camera? That's in the great, we call in the business. A great tease. Henry Kaiser, love you. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dumb, 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 dumb. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Scarpins Avenue, a podcast network.